barn, something. You get something.
Do they
somebody.
Still do that or not?
Yeah, I think they do it right on. I think they do, because we have little things here with the children, and they mighty good about buying with each other.
Yeah. When they come up to you and say Christmas gift, you give them something?
Well, sometimes I do it. I tell them about to see our Santa Claus working.
I see. And sausage or a wiener in a bun is called a hot what? You ever call it a hot dog?
Yes. I hear these children, but now I don't hardly eat them, but you know, I'm talking slow.
I see.
But I see them eating a sausage, you know. And
what do they call it then?
Hot dog.
Just a hot dog.
Yes.
And Jesus' parents were Joseph and
Mary.
And our first president was George
Washington.
And if a man and a woman want to live together, they go to a preacher and get...
Married out to the courthouse and married by just the people.
Uh-huh. And after a man caught a cold, he became very... Could hardly talk.
Yeah, well, he gargled his throat then.
Uh-huh. You call it, do you ever say he's hoarse?
Yes, sir. Uh-huh. He's hoarse, and then he's more than that flame with a little sore throat.
Uh-huh.
Well, you let him gargle with a little light salted water or something like that.
Clear it up. And if you would want to send a message to somebody, you might have your granddaughter sit down and what? The letter.
Writing a letter.
Uh-huh. And you, Sunday afternoon, you might get in the car and you might go out for a...
Well, I'd more than have to go to church.
Uh-huh. Do you ever go on a ride?
Hardly ever, because when I have to go, and I used to have to go right smart on business, you know, this church, quarterly conference, and, you know, and Sunday school convention, and on like that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be gone somewhere most every Sunday.
Yes,
sir. Sometimes just a natural to common. We call it common. As good as we could do, though, Sunday school.
Mm-hmm.
That'd make us learn something.
You never go out just for a little trip?
Hardly ever.
Uh-huh. And a cowboy rides a... you don't have any around here, but you don't ride a mule, and you'd ride a what?
A horse.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
And parts of a tree that are underground, parts of a tree that you can't see that they're underground.
That's the root.
Uh-huh. And you strike a match to start a...
Fire.
Mm-hmm. And the soft, thick, black stuff that collects in a chimney is...
Smoke.
Well, the stuff that's left after the smoke.
Oh, fire coal and smut.
Smut, You ever call it soot?
Yes, soot. So a lot of times they say soot, yeah.
And, of course, milk just comes from a...
Cow.
And in the old days when you went to the grocery and you somebody would buy something that wasn't in a package, how would you call that? You'd buy some lard in a...
Well, we used to buy lard in a bucket, but more generally when we didn't have it, bought it in something that had hewed out of the wood, like into a tray, and then you fill that tray full of lard, that would be stiff. And then they would put a piece of paper over it for them. And then you could carry it home, clean lard.
Did you ever call that buying it in bulk?
Well, we always said when we bought lard in a bulk, we would buy a can.
Oh, I see. And how did you refer to your parents? Did you say Mama and Daddy, or?
Yes, we said Mama and Daddy.
You ever hear these people call it Mama and Papa, or? How do they
well,
usually say Daddy?
We said Mama and Papa and Daddy and so on.
And robins, blue jays, and sparrows are all, they're all what?
Birds.
And the color of this paper is?
White.
And if you had a 5-year-old granddaughter, you might say she's a sweet little
girl.
And a 5-year-old grandson, you'd say he's a smart little
boy.
The wagon has four
wheels.
Some of these questions might sound silly, but I'm...
I know.
A difference in pronunciation.
Yes,
some people say wheels, and some people
say
wheels.
Yeah, okay.